As an adoptive mother, I had a complicated reaction to this year's federal report on the status of children, which has a special focus on adopted children. Its most striking finding is that adopted kids are much more likely than their peers to have special needs. While just 12% of all children have a physical or mental health problem, that figure is 29% for adopted children in general and 45% for children who, like my child, were in foster care before their adoption. Despite my worry that sharing this information will stigmatize adopted kids, I want to make sure that we don't miss this chance to learn something important about the ways that intensely stressful conditions early in life affect children. Researchers are learning that abuse, neglect, and other forms of trauma during childhood, including poverty and exposure to community violence, affect many aspects of health throughout life. The findings about the compromised health of adopted children bear this out. Today, the majority of domestically and internationally adopted kids, particularly those who've been in foster care, have endured things that hurt their chances for healthy development, including deprivation, abuse, and disrupted relationships. Most adopted children thrive, and yet a substantial minority has significant emotional, physical, or developmental problems. The ones most likely to struggle are those who experienced the greatest stresses in their early years. Even children who've had a very hard start in life can flourish if they're given enough support, services, and opportunities. These insights should spur us to make it a priority that vulnerable children and their families, adoptive or not, get the help they need, and to see to it that families don't have to raise their kids in unsafe and severely stressful conditions. With a Perspective, I'm Sarah Markser.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.